Hi there. The word for today is be a Shamgar. Judges 5 verse 6 says, in the days of Shamgar. Now when Shamgar picked up his ox goad, remember he was a farmer, and slew 600 Philistines, he made a decision that if he was going to go down, he was going to go down fighting. And that's the key to deliverance, whether it's from the Philistines, or from pride, or from prejudice, or from pornography, or from any other stubborn problem in your life. You've got to go on the offensive. There's got to come a point where you say to yourself, enough is enough. You know you can't continue down the path you're on because it's a dead end relationally, physically, and spiritually. It may not kill you, but it will eat you alive. You know you can't keep doing what you've always done. Not if you want to get into shape or get out of debt. Not if you want to recapture the romance or reach the goal. Not if you want to leave a legacy worth living up to. And the good news is this. You are only one decision away from a totally different life. But you've got to grab your ox goad and go for it. That may mean cutting up that credit card, applying for that graduate program, taking that missions trip, setting up that counseling appointment. William A. Lawrence wrote, on the plains of hesitation bleach the bones of countless millions who, at the dawn of victory, sat down to wait, and waiting, died. Stop being a procrastinator, and stop being a perfectionist. Spiritual growth is about progress, not perfection. When it comes to going after your goals, your greatest adversary may be inertia. We have a tendency to keep doing what we've always done, hoping that somehow things will change. They won't. So the word for you today is be a Shamgar and take action.